From the deep shade of the shop awning, Joanne watched the earring woman walk heavily up the hill towards the Balburnie turnoff. There were so many of these hippie people around the place now, more and more of them all the time. She couldn't remember exactly when it started. 3, 4 years ago? It was just the odd one to begin with. But then they started gathering in small groups on street corners. You began to see the same ones twice. And before long you could pick them, the women in their singlet tops and rust-stained satin, their hard brown bellies and silver jewellery that dangled and jiggled. The men had beards like Jesus Christ and wore soft cotton clothing that slid off their shoulders and down their hips as though they'd lost too much weight. Where did these people come from and what was bringing them here? And what set them apart from the funny sorts who had always lived around the place? Hillbilly people with their mongrel dogs and way too many kids. People like the O'Connors, you wouldn't call them hippies. They were just poor people like that. They kept pretty much to themselves. When they did come to town to stock up on stuff, they left again just as quickly. They didn't hang around in the street talking and playing the guitar. And they weren't the slightest bit colourful. In fact, they were all one colour, the O'Connors. Their thongs, kero cans, the soles of their feet were all stained the same dull orange-brown, the colour of the water they washed in. Joanne remembered how scared the little O'Connor kids were back in primary school. They looked pained if the teacher spoke to them and made tiny hiccoughing noises in their throats. You'd think they'd never been to repentance, never worn a pair of shoes, before the authorities roped them in and dragged them to the classroom, wild-eyed and blubbering like calves. The hippie kids were nothing like that. The complete opposite, in fact. They'd been everywhere. They'd seen everything. They were cocky and smart in class. Knowing was the word her Auntie Peg used, or a bit too old in the head, phrases followed by a slow compression of her mouth and chin. It was a distinction Joanne grappled with as she observed both types from behind the counter of her father's shop. Mrs. Phelps, her history teacher, had summed it up for her one day, watching the O'Connor kids follow their dad out the door. In the end, she told Joanne, it all boils down to choice. You can live with no electricity at the end of a rough dirt road. The difference lies in where you come from, not where you finish up. The air on that Tuesday afternoon was typically warm and still. The smoke from the mill's incinerator hung like a rag in the sky. Women sniffed at their sheets on the line and considered doing a rewash, and all over town people muttered about the need for rain. Another timber truck rattled past. Joanne watched the heat resettle on the road like puddles of silver jelly. She squinted towards the forest, where thick clouds were often brewing by this time of the afternoon, but today there were none. There was nothing fresh about this spring. It felt tired and stale already. Biting down on her ice block, she thought about her mother and felt a smarting ache behind the eyes.